This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I glance up at the TV in the studio here with me, tells me there's about a day left until the second GOP debate, which gets me to this. Twitter and the online payment company Square said today they are getting into the 2016 race as well because everybody else has, right? So why not? The two companies have announced an integrated product that will let people contribute to campaigns directly from a tweet, thus turning social media commentary into perhaps actual cash for campaigns. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that from Washington.
Politicians are already using Twitter and other social media in campaigns, and it makes sense.
We have data at Twitter that shows that our audience is very politically engaged and very active.
Jenna Golden is Twitter's head of political advertising sales.
And essentially the number one question we've been getting from campaigns since early 2012 was, when are you going to allow for candidates and committees to be able to accept donations in a tweet?
That would be today, at least for some presidential campaigns and the national parties. They can put a contribute button in their tweets to get donor info and donations right from the app. But will the people who pontificate online actually pay up, or will they stick to being so-called slacktivists?
The sense that if you just like something or share something, you're contributing but not really making a big difference.
Mimi Ito is a cultural anthropologist at the University of California, Irvine.
So I think this is an interesting play to see if people will put their money where their mouth is.
Clay Shawsow helps campaigns with their online strategies at New Media Campaigns. He already has ideas for how he'll use this tool with his clients.
If you're going to be in Chapel Hill, North Carolina for a fundraising event, you can target people who follow you and show them an ad right then.
He thinks the service will make Twitter handles as valuable to campaigns as an email or phone number. Twitter says it's already in discussions for using a similar strategy with nonprofits. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.